What's going on, you magnificent motor boating mantastic miscreants? Welcome to
Ryan Roast!
With two Richards in a truck that still has an open window in the back.
I'm not fixing it. I don't care.
And a special thanks to Jeezy Creezy, goes by JC. He sent us in a story called My Blue Pill Friend is Living in Hell!
Oh no!
No!
Now listen, you're going to have blue pill friends that you are not going to be able to persuade. And the only way it will actually take the red pill is if it's forced up their ass by extenuating circumstances.
Everybody's got the same lines, right?
Oh, yeah. She would never do that.
Yeah, I trust her. Well, She's different.
She loves me.
Listen, I can't tell you how many guys have said that. And then the next day,
I was caught completely by surprise.
Oh.
I never saw it coming.
What?
And it's not their fault. Women aren't just good at this. This is an instinct they have, the get along
thing. Yeah. Administrative violence is something men have to learn. Women come pre-programmed out of the box with it.
They literally show up with a green belt in administrative violence right out of the vagina.
It's literally in beta testing.
Yeah.
Which you will find out in short order if you're a beta.
Are you the kind of person who's run out of feelings to hurt?
Yeah. Wah, wah, wah.
Wah, wah.
Then we have the Redonkulous swag for you. And we have multiple locations where you can get it. Go to the Stream Elements store or Crypto Fashion and embrace your inner fat punisher. Because after all,
there's a little bad pop in all of us. Even your mother.
Shirts, stickers, mugs, and hats are on sale now. Your support helps keep us independent from big tech and keeps this life-saving train on the tracks. Links are in the Meat Gazer box.
I recently came across Terrence's YouTube channel and have watched a few episodes of Grunt Speak, where men are sharing their stories about the hellscape that modern women create for men. So he's a new fan.
Yeah, all right.
Got me thinking about a good mate of mine. Sounds Australian.
Australian.
Calling him friend. I think you may be a Kiwi or an Aussie.
I don't know. We'll see. See if he gives it away.
He's married to an entitled biatcha who treats him like a servant, spends their money on expensive crap they don't need, and won't give him his freaky time.
All right, so he's basically, she's turned him into a financial slave. You know, she's spending his money, not having sex with them, being just a complete bitch.
And I guarantee you, his friends aren't coming around anymore because they're a bad influence. Any of this sound familiar to anybody out there? From what he's told me, he will go months without it. And even then, he pretty much has to beg for it.
That's sad. That is. Listen, if you are in a marriage and you go to the basement to be a master debater, you're doing it wrong. I'm just telling you right now. This is the jab slap and the knife ham. You're fucking up, man.
And this is just the beginning.
Oh, shit.
If you're begging for it, at that point, she has no respect for you. And you know what happens after she loses respect for you?
You're getting a heave-ho.
And probably cheated on first. Yep. If you're not getting it, women like it just as much as men, if not more. She's probably getting it elsewhere.
That's right.
This has been the norm throughout their approximately 10-year-long relationship / marriage.
Wow. I would have stuck around for maybe 2-3 years tops.
If that.
And that's it.
I don't think I would have made it 6 months. What makes this situation even worse is that she is a solid 3.
What?
And that's on a good day. I'm talking photo studio lighting, professional makeup, and beer goggles.
How did he get roped into that shit?
She must have pretended to have a good personality and gave him the tentacle. In the beginning, anyway.
Okay, so she's lazy, doesn't want to have sex with him. She's basically a walking Irish ditch pig. That's what you're saying.
That sounds about right, right there. Yeah.
So, all right, got it. Irish ditch pig.
From my point of view, not having sex with her is an absolute win. But it's his ugly wife, and he still wants to bang her. I have no idea why, given her 3 rating, but I digress.
Well, I mean, if that's all he's got.
There are so many dudes out there
that are stuck with ugly women.
They tie one on with these chicks. they dump a couple kids, they gain like 100 pounds, and they stop having sex with them because they know that in today's day and age, at any point, they can jettison out of the relationship and get half of his stuff. So here's what I know about his situation and why I think he's destined for a life of servitude and misery. Unless he wakes the F up and realizes he's being royally screwed in this marriage.
Yeah, it's obviously he's not getting screwed in the marriage.
Instead, he's getting peasantry screwed.
Yes, he is. He's getting porridge pussy.
Well, this one's too hot. This one's too cold. This one's just right, but it wants nothing to do with me.
I think I can smell shite.
It's porridge pussy. I like it.
Yeah, that's porridge pussy. Yeah. And when he's asleep, the three bears come in and have their way. Yeah.
When he's not home, the three bears come home and they have their own portions of porridge.
Oh, God. She's gagging on all that bear hair, picking it out of her teeth. I became good friends with Dave. You know, names changed to protect the not-so-innocent in this particular case. Working with him. We got to know each other, working the same team and crew on and off for years. He's about 15 years younger than me, and he's a great bloke. Friendly, incredibly well-liked at work, intelligent, loves a good joke, and is always willing to give mates a hand. You know, a normal guy who's seemingly got his shit together. Except for his blue pill addiction and being subservient to his wife. There are so many dudes out there that I hear this about. Well-liked, well-groomed, everybody at work, you know, looks up to them. But then at home, this is what you have. I guess they double down at work because they feel like it's the only place where they have any measure of control. Like, oh, at work, I'm measured for what I provide and my productivity, and I'm rewarded for as such. Whereas at home, I'm not rewarded for any of that.
This is like standard operating procedure for most women in the West. After 2 years of marriage, they just basically dry up.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
I'm going to manipulate your flaps. Yeah. You'll love it. Bring that vagina over here. Yeah.
Give me that 10 taco with a side of fries.
Let me put my sour cream in that. It'd be great. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, hopefully the three bears didn't load up that 10 taco with a bunch of extra hot sauce, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, that's just nasty.
This pussy's so hot, even my pee burns. I don't think that means what you think it means. I mean, he is an absolute pussy in her presence. Watching him interact with her makes me want to grab him and shake him into the reality of his situation. It's hard to watch, so I intend to avoid hanging out with him at their place. Well, just like two scrotums in a relationship is one scrotum too many, two pussies in a relationship is one pussy too many.
Yeah, because a lot. I'm going to be honest, those lesbian relationships, it's a WWF in there.
If you want to know whether or not this woman ever loved him at all he has to do is go home one day and just be like, look, we're either going to have a marriage or we're not going to have anything. You're either going to follow my lead or I'm leaving.
That's right.
Pure and simple. She will either respect that he finally has grown a spine, or it will become apparent that all she wanted was a simp who would pay the bills in exchange for nothing.
Listen, they come across the stage in high school with a 1,000 dick stare.
Yep.
So they are not going to pair bond with a man ever.
Yep, that's why they had to go for the three bears. Yes.
Are you serious?
I mean, that's how bad it's gotten. Like, human penis doesn't even interest women anymore. They're going out there bragging about how they're hooking up with their dogs. And other animals.
Marrying themselves.
They're marrying themselves and then divorcing themselves 24 hours later because I just couldn't handle it anymore. Yeah, I know. You're an insufferable, can't understand normal thinker.
Yeah.
And even you figured that out, and then you wondered why you were single for so long.
Stop. Don't touch me there. This is my no-no square.
About 8 years ago, Dave and his wife were living in a home in a nice suburb that Dave had invested a heap of time, effort, and money renovating. The renovation turned out great. She designed everything because she's a graphic designer. Okay, that's fair. With very little input from Dave, except for his money and labor, of course. Uh-huh. Well, yeah, he bought it and did all the renovation and the plumbing and put the crown molding up and everything, but I decorated it. This is my house.
No, what she did was put accents
on
the house. She doesn't own the house.
I'm just saying, but ladies, your skin can be beautiful. It can be flawless. It can be silky smooth, especially down there, if you know what I mean. But without bones, you're just a lump of human stew. Men are the bones. You're the skin.
Wow. Yeah, totally true.
How dare you?
It was a modernized 3-bed, 2-bath, perfect for a childless couple. Even with 2 kids, it would have been a great home to live in for many years. And because Dave did a lot of the work himself and worked crazy amounts of overtime, they, meaning he, had an affordable mortgage. That's really the goal, isn't it?
It is. And women take that for granted.
They think, well, if I'm going to live like a single mom, I might as well be like one. Well, the reason why you're living like a single mom is because you're forcing him to work himself to death so you can keep up with the Joneses.
That's absolutely correct.
Once he's gone, you're only getting a portion of that labor and time.
And it hopefully will end at one point.
Yep. And the rest of it's all on you.
Uh-huh.
That's why when it ends, you're like, how many tell me life is going to be so hard?
Yeah, 37 to basically 45 for women is when the child support dries up for most of them. And then you really see the desperation click in once the checks stop rolling in.
That's when they go back to church because they're tired of the games, Pop.
Yeah.
You know, that they're looking for something real. They don't want to mess around with boys anymore.
Yeah.
I can't even get through it without laughing.
I know. And it's so ludicrous. They do it all themselves. And you tell it to them and they call you a misogynist. You hate
Absolutely.
Women.
Absolutely. Every dude in like their upper 30s, 40s, whatever, has heard women say shit like this. Tell us your stories.
And listen, most men just want women to have healthy, happy lives. And, you know, sitting on a 150 pogo sticks by the time you're 25, it's not going to take you there.
Yeah, especially not in the health way. Because, you know, by the time she's done 150 pogo sticks, she's probably done at least half of them raw dog. There you go.
You don't even know what's climbing around in that hosed out crevasse.
Yeah, it's a petri dish of disease down there. And
there could be new shit down there.
Yeah, I know. She could have shit that's growing shit.
Yeah.
And you want to stick your test tube into that science experiment of death?
Good luck with that.
Stop it! God!
Well, they do have glory holes because dudes are dick thinking and they don't really think it through.
Man, it's a good thing penicillin was discovered by accident. Otherwise, most of these ladies wouldn't survive to 30.
Fuck yeah.
I knew there was something wrong with you.
While the project was going on, Dave regularly mentioned that his wife wanted a house in a more prestigious suburb.
There you go.
Anybody else see that coming?
Yeah.
To her, a better postcode was what they needed. And a current house didn't meet that criteria. Which means that one of her friends moved on up. And now she wants to move it on up and finally get her piece of the pie, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
With the 3 bears.
And good luck with that.
And her porridge pussy.
That's disgusting!
I mean, it is. It's a porridge pussy. I mean, what do you want? It's low-grade, low-rent stuff.
I mean, that's basically what it's like for dudes who go out there dating and actually get to score. You know, like, some are too loose, some are too tight, some are just right.
Listen, by the time these women are north of 33, pretty much all of them are porridge pussies.
Dunking it in a bowl of warm soup.
Walled out and stalled out, man.
I think you got some cocoa wheats on your cack there, Johnson. You've been sticking it in the oatmeal again.
Getting that porridge pussy.
Are you doing real Quaker Oats or instant? I'm just asking for a friend. Because it smells like maple and brown sugar in here.
Ah! Lumpy, like apples and cinnamon. Ah!
You've heard of lumpy liver licking? That's the lumpy we're talking about.
There you go. Oh, shit, here we go.
Despite the fact that the area was already nice and quite expensive to buy in. To add context to her elitist agenda, she grew up in a very wealthy family where her sense of entitlement was built from birth. You know the type.
Yep.
Mommy and daddy have lots of money. She grew up with everything she ever wanted and more, no doubt, so she deserves the same for the rest of her life. See, this is the biggest difference between men and women right out of the box of high school. Men have no value when they turn 18.
No, they're beyond expendable.
Women can just show up. And if they don't have the 1,000-cock stare, there will be somebody there ready to wife them up immediately.
In a heartbeat.
I mean, especially back in the day, you had a lot of women who would just go from living with daddy to living with hubby.
Yeah.
And they never knew anything about the real world. Now, they're in the real world, but they still don't acknowledge reality.
Well, because they deal with feelings. They want to turn reality into what their feelings are for what reality should be.
Yeah.
That's not how reality works. It doesn't care about your feelings.
And because they actually have the choice of whether to be a housewife or a career woman at any given time. Yep. It doesn't matter how deep into their career they are.
Well, that's not true.
It is true.
Boys are told how to provide and protect for a family.
Mm-hmm.
Girls are taught what they can expect.
Especially the whole feminist thing, that needs to be changed. Because they want equality.
Mm.
Well, we know they don't truly want equality. Yeah. But if they did, they'd be all over this.
And yet, with that clearly obvious differentiation between the sexes right out of the box at 18, we're the ones who get accused of double standards.
This is bullshit!
Doesn't matter that Dave is working class and wasn't making millions, she was entitled to a prestigious postcode. To me, massive red flag. Well, to anyone. Add that to her 3 out of 10 status and you realize he's in for a rocky ride without the benefit of a good ride. With very little to offer from her side of the equation.
With the 3 asset, you're not going to stack up a 10 taco.
And that's one of the biggest problems with modern women is that 3s think they're 10s.
I'm at a 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10.
Bro. How many times has a guy complimented you in the last month?
15, 20.
Yeah, like 25.
I mean, every time you go out in the last month.
I'm like 30, so I don't 30? Know about the month.
Well, it all depends upon where the bar is.
That's
was
true,
was it
too.
A standard bar or was it the bar?
Yeah.
Because at the bar, anything goes. At the standard bar, there are standards there.
Maybe there's some people out there who have that gunt fetish. I'm not one of them. If you have mud flaps that pick up all kinds of stank and hair and juices and sweat.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
In my youth, I mean, full German was very alluring to me.
Full German is still good, but that is the line.
That's the line. I never went over limit. That. But the thing is, I still had guys, you know, saying, oh, he likes the bigger women. He's a hogslinger. Whatever, fine.
Hey, at least you got lasagna afterwards.
Yeah, I got lasagna, and I had a place to fucking hang out on the weekends.
But let's be honest, dudes. Every guy out there, doesn't matter how high value you are, you have met a hog in your life.
Yes, you have.
Who was cool enough to throw her a bone. Every single one. And that's proof in itself that men are not shallow. Because we will bang a chick for cool points.
If she is cool, yeah.
Women will not bang dudes for cool points.
No. For status.
Yes. They are as shallow as a puppy dog's piss puddle.
Yep. They'll bang an ugly man for status and wealth and power, no problem.
At this point, it's obvious this bloke is crushing up and mainlining blue pills.
Wow.
So get this. Dave told me this story himself, and I couldn't believe what he had done. I mean, this is entitlement and disrespect of the highest order. So in case you haven't already, buckle up.
Here we go.
That's why we have to do these in a car. Because sometimes you just have to buckle up and get ready for the shit show.
You have no idea what's coming.
One Saturday, Dave's wife and her rich daddy were out looking at houses in the suburbs with the right postcode to get an idea of how big a mortgage they'd need to move. I guess daddy wanted to help his princess, Princess Fiona.
Oh my lord.
Find a suitable suburb with the right postcode. In my mind, the house was secondary to the location.
That's the way it should be.
She wants to live somewhere where just saying where she lives is a status symbol to her friends.
And look, women... That is very important to most women.
It just blows my mind that you want to impress the people who lend nothing to your life and don't pay your bills, but your husband who does all the above, fuck him.
That doesn't make any sense!
There's a reason why married men make more money than single men.
Because they have to.
Because they have a nagger cracking the whip behind them. Being a nagger, that's the equivalent of, that's a female version of man speaking or mansplaining.
On that, we can agree.
After all, you can spend even more money renovating a house as long as the suburb is right.
I just talked about this last night, about a guy I know who bought a house 20-some-odd years ago and literally owes more on it now than he did when he originally bought it.
Oh, my God.
Because he has to constantly
keep up with
remodel and all the other horseshit. He's done his bathroom 3 times, kitchen twice. When does it end?
I've had to do some renovations on my home, but they were necessary renovations, and I paid for them in full because I could afford it.
Absolutely correct. But, you know, like women, you can just take out a second mortgage. They don't even know that it's going to be more money. And time equals money and risk equals reward. That second mortgage is going to have to be paid.
Yep.
Who's going to pay it? Oh, that's right. If the dude is the primary breadwinner, it's on him. If the wife is, well, then good. She can pay for all that shit herself. Yeah.
They'd even planned on attending an auction to see what kind of interest the market was creating and what kind of money you'd need to spend to get into a particular area. Dave wasn't there. He was working.
Of course!
Dave was telling me how he was at work and he got a text message from his wife. It was a picture of her smiling with a big shit-eating grin in front of a for sale sign that had a sold sticker across the front of it. The message simply read, I just bought a house.
I really hate it when they do, I did a thing.
I did a thing.
Get the hell out of here. And so he's got to work four jobs now for a three woman with no pussies.
What the actual fuck?
Yeah, this guy's getting set up for the failure, man. I worked in real estate and I did mortgages, and I've actually had a couple instances where the woman picked out the new house, and it's obvious that she was oblivious or didn't care about the budget constraints of that purchase.
She just wants her dream home. He can pay for it. And, you know, if all else fails, I'll divorce him, take half his shit, and then daddy can pay for it. No consequences, even for a three. She told Dave she was going to the auction just to watch and see. Instead, she registered as a bidder and bought the fucking joint without Dave knowing about it. So now, because they were married, Dave is on the hook for a $750,000 plus
his
current mortgage without being consulted at all.
I'm getting pissed just hearing this.
Yeah. That's the kind of shit that gives dudes heart palpitations. What kind of absolute quantaha does that kind of shit? Well, I think you just hit it with your wording right there.
Well, I mean, obviously, this woman suffers from diarrhea mouth.
Yes.
She's writing checks that she expects her husband to cash for.
And she is chasing the entitlement dragon.
Yes. I wonder if people actually wake up and realize that they've wasted so much time for this entitlement crap.
Well, the thing is, entitlement is like any other addiction. Uh-huh. When you get enough of it, it doesn't hit the same, so you have to go bigger and better every time. Anyway, after Dave realized what had just happened, he quietly seethed with homicidal anger at work, and then, you know what he did? You guessed it. He rolled over and put his recently renovated house on the market, sold it, and moved into the new house.
Oh my God.
He told me how pissed he was, but he stayed with her because he's whipped more than cream that's turned into butter.
Yeah, he is pussy whipped.
Yeah.
Oh, pussy
he's whipped. He's not even pussy whipped because he's not getting the pussy anymore.
I know,
anymore.
That's even sadder.
What do you even call this if he's not pussy whipped?
Imaginary pussy whipped.
If he's full cucked out, he has no spine, this is a jellyfish in human form.
That's right. This guy's a walking squid.
If only his words had as much sting as an actual jellyfish, he might actually be able to get some respect back with this entitled, narcissistic, bipolar biatcha.
Wow. Yeah.
That blew my mind. I would have divorced her. Amen. Obviously, Dave didn't, and he kept calm and went along with the insanity.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
Move ahead to the new place. It was a very outdated two-story 70s joint that needed a lot of work. And I mean a lot. New roof, new windows, floor coverings, joinery, etc. His wife, being a graphic designer, took it upon herself to design the renovations. Yeah, because that's the hard work, right?
Uh-huh.
I won't go into the ins and outs, but she drew a plan that required massive structural engineering to take out interior walls, etc.
Uh-huh.
And as we all know, shit like that costs money.
Listen, I'm going to tell you, that whole tearing down wall shit, I bought that house in Berkeley.
Yeah.
I let my mom move in, and she's literally like, well, we're just going to tear down this wall.
How about new?
My mother did the same shit. I mean, literally, she wanted me to do all of the stuff in the structure that just wasn't in the budget. She was oblivious to the money situation. I remember I had the epiphany. I'm like, this is why I lived in poverty. She does not understand how money works.
Here's a thought, ladies. Before you make decisions like this, consult with someone who actually knows what they're doing.
Sounds like a lot of work.
I never asked how much the renovation cost, but I was renovating my own home at the time and knew how much that shit cost.
Mm-hmm.
So with that understanding, I estimated that if he got any change out of the $300,000 for what they did, I'd be surprised.
Wow.
Although I wouldn't doubt that it went well over that.
So this is $1 million structure. I'd have backed out of the deal and lost the deposit before I went through all that shit.
This was a few years ago now, and Dave is still with her.
Oh my God.
And still in a sexless marriage.
Dude, that poor guy.
Those blue pills are addictive, man.
Men literally take the blue pill and they just stick with it because of all of this past fairy tales about the house and two kids and the picket fence. Dude, that shit is gone. You cannot have that today with a woman who can walk away at any time and financially ruin you.
And I will say this, the most painful thing about this story is that he obviously loves this woman.
Yes, he does.
And she knows that, and she has weaponized it against him to make him into a fucking slave.
Absolutely correct. And I can guarantee you, if this dude ever gets sick or can't work,
that she's
woman,
out.
She's gone.
She's fucking gone.
This woman literally already has a rocket engine attached to her ass.
Yep.
Just waiting to jettison from this marriage as soon as she can.
And even as a three, because men are more thirsty than Jesus Christ after 40 days in the fucking desert without a drop of food or water, she'll find some simp to jump in there because she's got money.
She'll find a simp who will be nothing but a wimp. We're going to have a whole crop of women who are threes with a couple of kids in a few years, and they're literally going to try to lock down these weak betas to provide for them. It's our job to train these guys to resist this horse shit.
Let these women dry up and die on the vine.
Leave them to their own devices. There is no evil in this.
Let them shrivel up and form a band. They can be the new California Raisinettes.
Yes, I love it. That's
fuck them.
California Raisinettes.
I don't see him much now, but whenever we do, he never fails to mention he's not getting laid, always with tongue-in-cheek humor as a coping mechanism, and needs to work overtime to cover their, meaning her, expensive tastes. Oh, and they've had a kid.
Oh, God.
So now she has an excuse to not work, sit on her ass, watch it get fatter while he makes all of her dreams come true. But he's not at home enough. I'm not getting the love and attention that I need. I'm not having my needs met. Please, three bears, come all over me.
Well, he works too much. He doesn't love me anymore.
They engineer these situations, and then they're surprised by the consequences.
I hope this dude actually grows at least half a testicle and divorces this cunt.
That would be a good idea.
And then, sell the fucking property, take your half, and get on with your goddamn life.
I guess the good news is that he actually got laid once in 10 years.
Yeah. I have known soldiers. They married these women who pulled a pin on the fat grenade.
Yep.
They fall down three or four pegs down the ugly tree, and they literally live their life going through the motions just to get by. And their whole life is donch, donch, and they're just broken men.
All of that is made possible by the fact that society beats the living shit out of us and tries to keep us from knowing our true value. We are the reason society exists in the first place. Don't you ever fucking forget it.
Absolutely.
You're the prize, dudes. Learn your value. And don't put up with bullshit like this. There's better women out there than a three who only gives it up for you once every 10 years.
Damn it. He's right. Well said.
From what I could gather, he negotiated having a child and she relented. Apparently, he laid down the law. Not sure what that meant, but maybe his blue pills were tainted with red over that period. How's that for maternal instinct?
Wow.
You can't even really congratulate him because all he did was ensure that he's going to be up the fucking ass for child support.
Well, he ensured her continued fuckery.
You have made it so that even if you cut sling load today, she's still got you by the neck for the next 18 years.
Like New York State, California, it's like 21. Yep.
She needed to be coerced into starting a family and did so under sufferance because he told her it was non-negotiable. If that was me, I'd have gone and found someone better that actually wanted kids, wasn't a three, and wasn't an entitled piece of shit.
Absolutely.
But that's just me. Dave was being Dave.
That just sounds like just a hell of a situation.
Seriously, you need to show Dave our stuff because he needs to wake the fuck up.
Yeah, oh my God.
Because he's a good mate, I've tried to lead him to realize he's being conned and his life is going to be a misery unless he gets the hell out. Although I find it hard to tactfully say your wife is an ugly, entitled, sour-faced bitch, leave her and be happy. Actually, that's exactly what you should say. I'm sure you understand how awkward that conversation would be. Well, if you're a real friend... Real friends need to have real awkward talks once
in a
while.
Well, obviously, his friend is suffering from NSF.
Yes.
Non-sucking and fucking. And he also probably has a real bad case of LOP, which is lack of pussy. Like, men who suffer from LOP, most of the time, make poor decisions.
He's clearly on that way.
Yeah, he basically guaranteed another 21 years of straight-up misery with a woman who's a three.
He's a slave to a three. No. Could you imagine anything more depressing?
I couldn't live being a slave to a 10.
Doesn't matter if they're a 10 or a 2, dudes. None of them are worth that. The reason I don't is because he's a mate, and I want to maintain the friendship despite me watching him live in hell. He's a great father to his son, and that gives him immense happiness and satisfaction. I also want to be there for him when and if he wakes up and realizes he'll be forever miserable if he doesn't leave.
It's going to take some time, but hopefully not too long.
We'll all be holding our breath for that day. So I'm hoping for the day he finally clears the blue mud from his eyes and gets out of the marriage. I'll be there to support him through it and give him some sage advice on my own red pill journey. Believe me, my eyes have been opened wider than that guy from Clockwork Orange being forced to watch those traumatic movies.
I love that scene.
That's really what it's like.
But yeah, that's exactly what the real world is now.
Anyway, that's my story of Dave. It's tough to watch, but I wanted to share it so that you can enlighten other men as to what some men will put up with to have a relationship or marriage. Dave's wife has more red flags than a CCP parade, and Dave's running alongside her waving one too. It's absolutely insane.
It's a CCP parade in the Red Square.
Ugh. Wow. Love your work, lads. It would be great to see my story on the tubes someday. Well, here you are, good sir.
It's going to be coming up here. And thank you for sending this subject in. Because men need to hear this.
Yes.
All right. Now, through my experience, men who stay married, one quarter of them are actually content. The rest are living in like a semi-miserable state. And they're literally living with the phrase, happy wife, happy life, cheaper to keep her. Don't do that.
And that's the shit thing about the happy wife, happy life thing. Is that it basically puts all the pressure on the dude to make her happy. And I'm sorry, if she's a miserable, entitled twunt, you are not going to be able to make her happy. Happiness comes from in here. It doesn't come from outside sources, and it most assuredly does not come from the right postal code or enough stuff.
I know a lot of guys who had women or significant others who did the exact same thing, and they got divorced. And now we're at the age we're seeing the end results of this. They divorce these women, and these women go on to live just miserable lives. They literally latched onto a dude. Instead of making it a mutual kind of thing, they put it all on the male in the situation, and they sit back and coast, and they burn out the locomotive. Well, if there's no locomotive, who's stopping the train? That's right. It's going off the cliff.
So, dudes, please, we've said it before. We'll say it again. Send us your stories. Send us your thoughts. Mm-hmm. Because other dudes need them.
The male influence out there has really been crushed.
Yeah.
And men are starving for interaction with other masculine men.
Yep.
Not in a gay way. They just want to learn how to get along in this world.
Men have never needed more help from other men than they do today. Good dudes are becoming harder and harder to find because they've been feminized by single mothers. They've been lied to by women who know they are lying about what women really want. Because they want obedient slaves, not partners. And when you see a story like this, you know we're telling the truth.
100%. And for all the guys who wonder where these glasses came from, I made them.
So put your sunglasses on and do us all a favor. Don't stick your junk in porridge, pussy.
No.
Especially if three bears have been there before you.
Yeah. It's not a good thing.
That's not extra sugar lumps. That ain't sour cream either.
Might be sauerkraut because you got yourself a dick worm, but who's counting?
Yeah, Winnie Pooh has been sticking more than his hands in the honey pot, if you know what I mean.
Oh, God, that's terrible.
You know where the poo from Winnie the Pooh came from? Butt stuff.